Sorry.
He's probably got all kinds of special needs. We should probably call the zoo.
No! Zoos, you know I don't like the idea of animals in cages.
Honey, neither do I, but let's just see what we got here. Let's gotta think about this. All right, well, first things first, let's get him some blankets and warm milk. Okay, don't get too carried away.
I'll do it myself. It's the weirdest looking horse I've ever seen. Very strange.
Oh, he's cute, Tucker. Come out here and meet our guest.
I'm coming. I swear, Franny. The funnier looking the animal, the more you want to keep it.
Kept you, didn't I?
Uh-huh.
Well, subdivide me and Kentucky fry me. You know what, Tucker? You cut those bangs, you and him could be cousins. Yeah, just thinking out loud.
Question time. What exactly are you?
I don't know.
Okay, we can rule out genius.
Hey, don't make me chew open a can of pony whoop.
Save the sweet talk for later.
Don't pay any attention to him. Listen, he's all whinny and no bite. I'm Franny, this is Reggie, and Mr. Sensitive here is Tucker.
And that old goat there is an old goat. Uh-oh, it's a chief.
Hmm? You used to be so nice.
Yeah, I know, but I got over it.
Why do you have to be such a horse's...
Let's just get you dried off first, all right? You got real strong legs. It's quite a little athlete.
Hey, buddy.
Why don't you grab the milk and see if he'll come to you?
Come here, boy. Come on. There you are. Come on, boy. Come on. Attaboy. Look at your new home stripe.
Stripes?
Well, Spot doesn't work now, does it? You like that name, don't you? Stripes.
Well, I'll take that as a yes.
Good morning, Walls Farm! Well, I know it's not glamorous, but it's a living. Keeps my head on my shoulders, which is more than I can say for some of my cousins.
Down there, Lionel.
Slow down.
Boy, oh boy, kids these days, no control. Now back in my
day. Oh, here we go again with the ancient history lesson. Enough.
Oh, now we're in for it.
It's the only reason for a horse to live, kid. It's called a racetrack.
Oh, there's more to life than running around in a circle.
Well, maybe to you. It's like this. Humans race, horses race. There was even a chicken run. But there's never been a goat race. Ever, ever, ever. Get the picture, Franny?
Could I race?
It's complicated. It takes a lot of work to become a racehorse.
What's a racehorse?
What's a racehorse? They're the greatest. Once a year, there's a big race to see who's the best of the best. By the way, the horses that won every year were the ones that we trained.
Why did you quit?
Ixnay on the other may. Comprende?
Just say what you mean, Franny. We haven't spoken Latin since the pigs left.
Oh, all right.
A few years ago, the little girl's mother had a horrible accident.
Yeah, her horse stumbled and neither one of them could be saved.
The chief couldn't bear to train another day after that.
And neither did we. Hey, look, they're ready to go.
How come none of them have stripes?
You take this one.
Thanks. Just unlucky, I guess.
Wow! Look at him! Look at him run! Watch me! I'm a racehorse!
Well, would you look at him? He loves to run. It's in his heart.
Yeah, but that's not enough.
You could train him. Then it would be enough.
Let me tell you something. The legs are too short, the head's too big. He's got about as much chance to race as me. Besides, I have got better things to do.
Oh, go fix your hair.
I heard that.
Watch me, I'm the big race! Woohoo! Excuse me, racer's coming through.
Oh, look at that. Come on, dude. I'm right with you. Whoa, nice mohawk.
That's funny. Mohawk.
What's a mohawk?
Shut up, you idiot.
You guys train to race?
Yeah, you want a taste? Ready, set, go!
Catch me,
hey, I was ready.
On you,
slowpoke.
Yeah!
Away from that fence.
Come on, Dad. We were just having some fun.
Fun is overrated. If you're going to be a champion, I suggest you start acting like one.
Oh, boy, your dad scares me, dude. Not me.
Right! Roughshod!
Coming, Father!
Yeah, coming, Mr. Sir Trenton, sir.
I don't understand. Why won't he let them play with me?
You're just different. For some horses, different is scary.
Come on, it's never late. All ready to go. Where is he? Oh, here he comes. Bring it on. Show me what you got. Here we go.
Thank you.
She's just not right today, Mr. Cooper.
Yep. Better give her a break.
Okay. You call that jumping? Looks like she is having a seizure.
Sorry, Ms. Dalrymple. She seemed a bit shy on the high jump, so I thought I'd take it easy on her.
Oh, of course you did. But you know, the thing is, I don't pay you to take it easy. I pay you to train.
You can only push a horse so hard.
Cooper, Cooper, Cooper. Why must you be so tedious? Okay, here's the deal. Now, as long as I am signing your checks, you will push her as hard as I tell you to.
Don't you have a board meeting at the track to get to?
As a matter of fact, I do.
Yo, 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 Clyde!
Check out the new filly.
What a mane.
Wow. Look at those flanks.
Watch. She's going to come straight for me.
Do I have anything in my teeth?
You always have something in your teeth, Roshad.
Huh. Hey, where's she going?
Excuse me. Would you care to join me for a drink?
A drink? Good call.
No.
Ouch.
Talk to the tail boys. Did you ever consider going around that tree instead of running through it?
Yeah, well, usually it moves out of my way.
I've never heard of a tree doing that.
You don't know the trees around here. Are you new?
Just got here. I'm Sandy.
I'm Stripes.
You don't say. Hmm.
Are you a racehorse?
No, I'm a jumper. I've actually competed all around the world.
Well, I'm a racehorse. I'm training to be in the big race.
By racing the mailman?
Well, the other horses don't want to race me. I'm just way too fast for them.
He's not a racer.
Oh, not them again.
They say his dad's a horse and his mom's a fence.
Oh, real funny guys. I gotta go. I'm sorry. I'll see you around, Stripes.
Later.
So, Stripey, how's it going? You still racing the mailman?
Oh, the mailman wasn't racing him. He was running away from him.
I'll race you anytime you want.
Ooh. Well, unfortunately, I don't race nobodies.
Yeah, he don't race nobodies.
Figures. All talk and no action.
Well, this is disappointing.
Oh, it's my dad.
Listen, you. I want you to stop bothering my son. And you can tell Tucker I said that. Trenton's pride is a champion with a real future, and you, well, you have your place.
Father, I...
You and I'll talk about this later.
Mr. Sir Trenton, sir, we've been trying to get this guy to stop bothering us, but he just won't stop...
Rashad?
...bothering us.
Shut up, you idiot.
Yes, Mr. Sir Trenton, sir. And may I say your coat is very shiny.
There's a place where we can settle this. No humans, no rules.
Where... and when?
Welcome to the Blue Moon Races. Tonight's first contestant is 10-0 and good to go. He is the baddest pony on the prairie. Give it up for her. Trenton's Pride! Step right up if you're a horse enough.
Not me, no way.
Who's feeling their oats?
Somebody can beat him.
No way.
He's too tough. I'll take him on.
Hey, Sandy.
Hi, Stripes.
Well, well. I'm surprised you showed up.
You want to talk or race?
That coat is slimming.
Oh, you're going to wish you stayed home.
You're going to wish I stayed home, too. After I kick your butt.
And now, let's get ready to... Around it and back to here.
I am going to make you look so bad in front of your girlfriend.
You got guts, kid.
Go! Come on, Sharpie, try and keep up, huh? Deal, loser.
I'm just giving you a head start. You're gonna need it.
Come on, Pride, is that all you got? Keep up, would you? I'm not even breaking a sweat yet.
Ah, good thing your daddy's not here to see this.
Holy cow, what a kick.
Thanks, at least you're gonna keep this interesting, huh?
I told you guys he's back.
Slow down, kid. You're gonna blow the turn.
Stripe!
Nice turn, Stripey. I tried to warn you.
What can you say? Rookie mistake.
Stripes, are you all right?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Stripes.
Hey, Stripey, did you really think that you could beat a trained professional?
Again, can't have my best boy looking all gnarly now, can I?
Stay out of the mud.
So you want to stick to the story you don't know where the mud came from? It didn't come from the Blue Moon races?
Nope, just took a mud bath from my arthritis.
Yes? Helmet. Take it easy.
I'm gonna be late for work.
Yeah, that's right.
Boy, will you get a load of this dump? Even old McDonald wouldn't want this farm. But it's perfect. Miles from the Jersey Shore, not an ocean in sight, not even a bird bed. No one will look for a classy guy like the goose here. Oh, watch where you're going. That's my knee. So that's how we land in the big city. If there's no parking space, you make one. Any of you mugs got a problem with that?
Nice landing. Can we see you take off now?
Hey, you a small horse or some sort of an ass? Because you look like an ass to me.
Look, I don't mean to be rude, but you seem to be a little more surf than turf. Did you take a wrong turn?
All right, because you look a little slow, I'll skip the salad and get right to the risotto. Let's just say I'm having a little disagreement with my family. We disagree on whether or not they should whack me. Name's Goose.
Oh, a pelican named Goose. Well, my name's Duck.
Duck?
Duck.
Duck.
Goose.
Oh, you're funny, but there's only room for one wise guy on this farm. And by the way, you should know that Goose is the name that strikes fear into anyone on the East Coast.
Don't shoot, I didn't do it. It was the horse with the funny hair, and the ghost in on it, too.
You're fine, pal, unless you're being chased by a backfiring tractor.
Look, here's the whole spaghetti sauce. I'm a hip bird, and when Sammy the Gull needs a lesson taught, the goose is the guy he calls. Only this last job, I had a little mishap. Instead of hitting Freddy the Flamingo like I was supposed to, I hit Sammy's capo, Johnny Stalkinato. And now Sammy, Freddy, Johnny, they're all after me.
Hey, buddy, you ever try shutting up?
You ever try swimming in cement horseshoes? I've taken out punks bigger than you.
Yeah? What'd you do, talk him to death?
Hey, be careful, pony boy, or someday somebody's gonna wake up with your head in their bed.
I should have guessed from the size of that pecker you'd be a big mouth.
Watch it, Stumpy. I'd cut you off at the knees, but it looks like somebody's beat me to it.
All right, knock it off, you two. Nobody has anything to prove here. Stop it.
Proof. You want proof, huh? You see Rusty the rotating roost up there? Huh? Huh? He's about to get goose.
Where is hunting season when you need it?
Okay, adjust for the wind. Nice level flight. Come on, Goose. Use the force.
Well, you can't say that he couldn't hit the broadside of a barn door.
Acid rain! Acid rain! I'm blind! It's too late for me! Save yourself! I'm going to the light! Fight me a bucket of dead relatives! Extra crazy!
Hey, kiddo, that's the worst turn I've ever seen anybody make. Awful. Terrible. Stinko.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Hey, come on. The Blue Moon Races are the worst-kept secret of all time.
I know. I almost had him. I should have beaten him easily.
Wrong. You need more than raw talent, which you have, to beat a well-trained racehorse. It takes skill, and real discipline to become a racer. It's hard work. Nothing good ever comes easy. Uh-oh. And speaking of hard work... Oh, boy. See you later, kid. Good luck.
Hey. Tractor's down, Stripes. Yeah, it's time to earn your keep. Yeah. There you go. Easy, take it easy. Yeah, good boy. There you go.
Come on. Come on, Stripes. Let's get this.
Be over that much quicker. Come on now. Come on. Come on.
Hey, Sweetness. Look at your big time racehorse now.
Yeah, big time. Check it out. Hey, Plowboy! You missed the spot!
Why don't you guys go choke on an apple?
Oh, come on, darling. Don't go getting your tail in a knot.
Kid, talk to me. You look frustrated. What's the matter?
What is it going to take for me to get to the track so I can have another shot at pride?
I'm not going to blow sunshine up your tail, kid. You're from the wrong side of the fence, right? The only chance you got is forget it.
No. What? What were you going to say?
You got to get someone to ride you so you can show them what you can do.
A human?
No, we're going to strap that seed brain Reggie to your back. Of course a human, so if you do get the chance to race, you'll be ready. And pulling that thing can only help, so put your back into it. Get to work.
Yeah, I will make it to the track, Tucker. And when I do, I'm going to beat Pride and win the big race. Ugh!
Oh, big fella! That's the attitude.
Well, like my mama used to say, you can put your boots in the oven, but that won't make them biscuits.
Working your heart, hasn't he?
See you later.
All right. I need to find a way to get rid of you.
That could be arranged.
Huh? Who are you?
Name's Goose. Hey, look, I'm always looking to do a favor for someone who's been in the joint. When'd you get out?
Out of where?
The Pokey. The Do Right Ranch. The I.M. Barin. Come on, you can level with me.
What are you talking about?
Oh, you're good. Yes, you are. You are very good. So where'd you do your stretch, huh? Sing Sing, Alcatraz, the Bronx Zoo.
Look, how can you help?
All right, listen up, you Goose Factory rejects. Professor Goose is going to school you on how to take out a motorcycle. Class is now in session.
Will we be tested on this?
Stop it, McNugget. Rule number one, we never say nothing, even when tortured. Not a word gets out.
Franny, watch this. Goose, look out for these flamingos right behind you.
Hey, Goose.
Ah! All right, I'll talk. It was Vito. Vito Pellegrino from Pier 9.
What do you know? Goose, who was really a pelican, is really a stool pigeon, who is actually a chicken that ducks. That makes five birds in one. Count them.
I'm no chicken. Mind ya, I got nothing against chickens. I mean, some of my best friends are chickens. Fowl are fine folks. All right, let's go. It's time. Now you guys stay here. It ain't gonna be pretty. Oh, boy, now what do I do? All right, tough guy. We can do this the easy way or the hard way.
Gentlemen, don't let the feathers fool you. This dude's dangerous. He's a killing machine disguised as an idiot.
Hey, you like that? Huh? Wait a seat. Okay. Lights out. Turning up the paint. You like that? Come on. Can you hear me? Oh, a spitter, huh? Oh, you want to dance? You want a piece of the goose? Hey, how are you? Rachi chapa, poka saka, smack a face, break the balls up. You see? You call the goose, and bada bing.
Bada boom.
Reggie Red Rooster with the Farm Report. In sports news, Goose the Pelican dropped the motorcycle in the first round. Then, for good measure, taught the truck a lesson as well.
Moving along, nothing to see here.
I'm going to be late for work.
Well, yeah, right, you can take old Blue.
Oh, that's just great.
Oh, come on.
How long will it take to put on the spare?
Well, honey, that is a spare.
What the... Can I take straps?
What do you mean, riding?
Just for today.
No. No.
Come on, I have to get to work. Can I take them, please?
Honey, no. Besides, I mean, I'd never be able to get a saddle on them. All right, so I got a saddle on him. Big deal. Not like he's going to let you ride him.
You don't know him like I do.
Well, even if he does let you, you know how I feel.
Dad, I've been riding since I was 5.
That's not the point.
Come on. I mean... It's almost like he wants to be ridden.
Oh, honey. Honey, come on.
Just let me try.
Come on.
Careful.
Now we're talking.
Talking to who? What you been talking about?
You've been training stripes, haven't you?
It's nice and easy.
Run, kid, run like the wind. Show them what you got.
Will you shut up? I'm the coach, you're the goat. Now listen to the way it's done. Run like the wind, kid. Show 'em what you got. See? That's coaching.
Go home.
Go home, four left hooves.
Haven't you learned your lesson?
He'll fit in.
Affect your tribe. We don't want you.
Quit asking, you freak.
Yeah, no freaks allowed.
See you later, buddy.
Be good.
These guys aren't so fast. I can take them.
I've got sunshine on a cloudy day when it's cold outside. Oh, scurrilous! How can you ruin a great song like that?
Oh, come on, man. That song's already ruined. You need some good tunes like this. Can't touch this music. Kiss me so hard. Make me say, oh, my Lord, thank you for giving me with my new rhyme and a boo out here.
Those aren't even the words to that song.
Yeah, the words don't matter, man. You know you can't touch this, and then the rest of it's gold.
Okay, smart boy. Just go fly yourself into a fan. Now, come on. Let's go get some food. Just follow me. Waiter, a table for one, please.
Hey, why don't you take a closer look?
I'll tell Mom! Oh, Scuzz, I don't believe it. I got 20 million brothers and sisters, and Mom tells me that I gotta look out for you.
Well, that's because it's easy, dum-dum. Nothing bad ever happens to me.
Scuzz, you know what? Bad is the only thing that happens to you.
Hey, pull my wing.
No.
It's not like before. I promise nothing will happen. Oh, never fall for that. It's too easy.
Who does that thing belong to?
He's mine, Miss Durham. I had no other way of getting here. Go put him in the stables.
Yes, and from now on, you will leave him at that petting zoo you and your father so laughably call a farm. This is a racetrack, dear, not the Serengeti.
Here come the hot step, I find it up on the lyrical dancer, burn it up. Excuse me, Mr. Officer, burn it up.
You don't know the words to that, E.
Yeah, well, I can make up a rap song about anything. Your horses, of course, is. We flies like to bite your booty, then we eat your fresh hot dude. Hey, whoa, hey, what's that?
Well,
what?
That's obvious.
Huh?
It's the racetrack referee.
Bus, check this out. Hey, pal. Why the long face?
Why you?
Why the long face? Still
look,
got it.
Well, what are you doing? Look, you're a horse. You all have long faces. Get it? It's a joke.
I've heard all the jokes. The other racehorses have been making fun of me ever since I was born. All I know is that I'm different. Hey, kid, you think you had it rough? You try starting out life as a maggot. Nobody wants to pet a little maggot. Nobody.
Scuzz, come on now. Easy. Seriously, kid, what's with the stripes? Are you making some kind of statement or what?
Yeah. You know, I saw you, and I was about to say to my brother Buzz, I never seen a black horse with white stripes before, you know?
You dinwit. He is obviously a white horse with black stripes. Now, anybody can see that.
Guys, look out!
Oh, we did.
We are. Buzz, we're in heaven. Woohoo! Bon appetito.
Here comes your open winner, Ms. D.
Yes, well, you better be, Mr. Cooper. Anything less than a victory, and you'll be back to shoveling manure.
Shouldn't be out here. Oh, no, boy. In the tomb. was little. My mama used to bring me out here at around this time. Put me on the saddle behind her. Take me once around the track. It's like magic. You're not gonna tell anyone, are you?
Mom's the word.
Well, who's your friend? Some turn of foot.
Stripes. It's quick, huh?
I'll say. Like to get a watch on him for real.
Dad doesn't want me to ride, let alone race.
Well, that's a crime. You move just like your mom. Dressed herself. And not even a proper saddle. Look, a trainer friend of mine's working some horses in the time trial tomorrow. Why don't you come out early and join in? Yeah, you know, just think about it.
Hey, you get where the house is?
Miss Dalrymple made me stay late. Stand her.
Don't give me excuses. You don't take it out on her. If anything, you should pity her. She sees a horse. She doesn't see beauty like we do. She just sees a piece of business.
I don't see how you ever work for her. She's such a pain in the butt.
Well, because I let most of it go in one ear and out the other. It's worth it. I got a chance to work with somebody fine horses.
I could do it again, you know.
Jan.
Dad, everybody says you're still the best. We just need a few horses to get us started. Then we could put old Dalrymple out to pasture where she belongs.
That's in the past, honey. If I fix a flight, you can take Blue to work tomorrow.
But I want to ride Stripes. He was great, Dad. You should have seen him.
That was a one-shot deal. You know how I feel.
What about how I feel?
The discussion's over.
But, Dad...
I said no, Jan.
You are so busy trying to keep me from hurting myself like Mom that you won't give me a chance to just try anything. Just because you've given up on your dreams doesn't mean that I have to. He treats me like I'm still a little girl. Or not. I want a race. I'm gonna race. And no one can stop me.
No! Oh!
Kevin! I'm drowning!
Get out of there, Scus! That's the man's espresso.
I know. Hey, I'm expressing myself.
You are the reason they invented Flashwaters.
Yeah. Those are saying Trenton's Pride is the only real contender in this year's Open. How do you feel about that?
Well, dear, how do you feel about that?
Miss Dalrymple, how does Trenton's Pride compare with his legendary father?
Well, I like to believe that I can see a good bet. Excuse me.
I can't believe we're being upstaged by a zebra.
What is that dreadful child up to now?
How can they allow this to happen?
He's like justice!
Listen,
this is exactly what I told you was going to happen.
Your father's right, for once.
He just got spooked. It's not his fault. He just needs some more training.
Yes, right. Although I'm sure that more than half of the blame sits squarely on the shoulders of his rider.
Chan. Go get Stripes and meet me in the parking lot. He's so obsessed with winning, you're going to pick on a teenage girl?
Really, Nolan? You expect me to dignify that? I'm just a Kentucky gal who loves watching thoroughbreds racing at the top of their game.
Of course you are.
Tell you what. As chairman of the Turfway board, I hereby extend an invitation to Mr. Walsh to enter his zebra in the Kentucky Open. All it takes is an entrance fee.
Mr. Walsh.
Well, there goes the great Nolan Walsh, everyone. Corn farmer and zebra trainer. And you can print that.
Hey, Clara, can they print that you ain't won the Kentucky Open since Nolan stopped training your horses for you?
Mind your own business, track rat.
You there. See what happens when you forget your place? A racetrack is no place for a zebra.
What did you just call me?
A zebra, which is what you are. You didn't really think you were a horse, did you?
But I am a horse. A racehorse.
You're nothing of the kind. You're lunch for a lion, and that's about it. One thing's for sure, kid. You will never be a racehorse.
A zebra? I thought I was a racehorse. Why didn't anyone tell me?
Well, I just can't believe you deliberately disobeyed me.
I can't believe you took her side.
No, I didn't take her side. Don't change the subject.
Mom would have let Rod have known.
You know,
she
don't bring your mother into this conversation. Just don't.
Why not? At least you would have tried to understand. It's more than I could say for you.
Don't get out of the truck. Channing, get back in the truck. Don't do it.
What the cat drug is.
Don't shoot me! Don't shoot me!
What? There's a flashback.
Hey, we made it, man! Nice! That sure beats flying.
We made it, but, that little skeeter here didn't.
Oh, no. You know, that's why Mom always said, look both ways before crossing.
Afternoon, Woodsy. What brings you out here?
I got a hunch about your zebra. Look at this. I left it right where it was this morning.
23 seconds for a quarter mile.
I know he didn't finish, but I got him between the quarter pole and the half mile pole. 23 flat. You're a zebra. Look, that zebra really wants to race. I can see it. You just need to train him.
Well, where would I do that? And even if I could, I mean, you got the $5,000 for the entrance fee? I don't.
I do. And I won most of it betting on your horses. I know a good bet when I see it, and I can't bet him if he's not in a race. Come on, Nolan.
No. That's final.
Too poor to paint, too proud to whitewash.
Whoa, whoa, he's not going to let Stripes race. That's not cool.
Let's go talk to Tuck. Ta-da! Guess who?
Hey, Buzz and Scuzz. How you been, fellas?
Hey, we sure miss you down the track.
Ah, those were some great years.
Yeah. Listen. We got some bad news for Stripes.
Let me guess. His parole officer's caught up with him. Don't let him take you alive, kid.
Is he always like this?
Worse. Much worse.
Anyway, listen, kid. The chief isn't going to let you race.
But don't worry about that. We'll cheer you up. Check this one out.
Ebony and ivory
live together in perfect harmony.
Side by side on my piano keyboard.
Get off me, you stupid flies. Get off.
Man, ebony and ivory didn't work. Oh, that's a first.
I told you we should have rapped.
Stripes, you know, walking away isn't going to solve anything.
Who cares? Leave me alone.
We've got to get this kid into the race.
Not a chance. The chief will never go for it.
Of course he will. Just like somebody else I know. He just needs a little push.
I'm going to bed.
Channing?
Yeah?
Why don't you come on out here? Come on. This is going to be a hard one. I mean, I think the only thing to do, really the obvious thing, is to get rid of the problem.
What? Dad? No! It's not Stripe's fault. He's not the problem. It's my fault. Can't just get rid of him. I know him better than anyone ever could. I love him.
What do you think the alternative is?
I don't ride him. ever, ever again.
That's right, honey.
How did you know?
Showtime, kid. You ready to start training?
My father.
I don't understand this. Isn't this what he wanted?
This is exactly why I never had kids. Reggie?
Yes?
Get off my back.
Hey, Hotshot. Run into any trees lately?
Oh, great. More jokes. I really want to be alone, Sandy.
What's going on with you? That doesn't sound like the attitude of a racehorse.
That's because I'm not a racehorse. I'm not even a regular horse. I'm a...
Zebra? I know that you're a zebra. I've traveled around the world, remember?
Why didn't you say anything?
Because I don't care that you're not a racehorse. You love to run, and that's all that matters.
Maybe to you, but it's not your problem. Sandy.
You know, if you want to see the real problem, try looking down.
Fine.
Money, I know it's been a long day, and after we're done with the gate, we need to start thinking about how he's going to last through the race. So we got to work on stamina more than speed, because zebras burn a whole lot more adrenaline than horses do. They have a heightened flight reflex that comes with being hunted on the plains of Africa.
That's right. You're not the only one who uses the internet.
Impressive,
right,
Dad.
Let's get back to it. Let's give one more shot at it. All right, bring it. That's it. Just careful, Chan. Careful. It's all right. Stop. Walk him away from the gate. Just walk him away from the gate. Walk him away from the gate. It's all right.
Ah, the gates are always trouble. They should know that.
He needs a break. He needs a break. So do I.
Well, why is it acting like this?
Well, it's going to take him some time to get used to it, so it'll be all right.
I better go talk to the kid.
Take it easy on him.
Hey, kid, what's your problem?
I'm not a racehorse.
What does that mean?
I don't belong in the gate.
No, no, you're wrong, and I'll tell you why. Racing is for anyone, anyone, with a fire in their heart.
What do you know, you little nobody? You never raced.
They're all the same.
Tucker doesn't understand. He didn't even know that I was a zebra. He doesn't get it. What's he ever done?
Let me tell you something. I've made a few clams on the ponies. This guy's all hair and no brains.
That's just about enough out of you, young colt. And Goose?
Bang!
Come here. These people think they know everything. Every time you try to tell somebody something, somebody gets an attitude.
Hey, I didn't know the goat was packing.
Come up here. I want you to take a look up there. You tell me what you see.
I've seen him before. The chief, my girl, and her mother.
And that's it? No. Look closer.
That's Sir Trenton.
And who else?
Tucker.
That's right, Tucker. He trained Sir Trenton. He and the chief trained all the winners. And not one of them ever, ever thanked him.
How come he never said anything?
Because to him, actions speak louder than words. He believes in you, and now you're going to have to believe in him, too.
I'm sorry for the way I've been acting. I'm the last one who should be name-calling.
Come on, look at me, kid. When you got shorter legs than a sheepdog, you get used to being made fun of. I can relate.
It's just... I'm not really a racehorse. I'm a zebra.
So what? To me, you're just a horse with stripes and needs an attitude adjustment.
Tucker, you don't really think I have what it takes, do you?
Now, listen to me, kid. You're right. You don't have the strength or natural ability of one of the thoroughbreds.
I knew it.
But you have got more heart than all of them put together.
But the gate, I freeze up. It keeps me from running. I don't know what it is. I can't do it.
Look, most horses are afraid of the gate at first. It's perfectly normal, but they get over it. You will too. You just keep running, okay? And let the chief worry about the gate. He knows what he's doing.
Thing left to work on. That's the gate.
Oh, no problem. You work for every kind of horse there is.
Yeah, well, the problem is he's not a horse.
Relax, no. If anyone can do it, you can. I'm counting on it.
It's gonna sound like a carnival. You're not gonna know which way to look. I want you to just look straight ahead. Just ignore all that noise, all that talk. All that yelling, all that jiggling. Come on now.
You gotta let all this just out of your mind. All that's gotta fall away. That's right. That's right. Because I want your world to be silent. Won't she hear nothing? It's your own heartbeat. That's it.
Here's your dog. Come on.
That's a good boy. That's a good boy. You got the idea. Come on now.
Good job.
Good boy, Shan. Duck your head. That's not so hard, is it? Slow down now. That's all right. Good boy. You just like that. There you go. Oh, oh.
You did it.
Yeah, I guess I did, huh?
Now what?
Now you give it all you got.
They cannot be serious. This will not stand. I will not allow that beast to run in my competition.
Please, Father, don't interfere. I can win it fair and square.
Huh. That's not a risk I'm willing to take.
Double Pride's workout schedule.
Turn me loose, now or never. Feel like I could run forever. New days come, a new moon's rising. I'm taking my chances on the blue horizon. In our hands, the sky's the limit. The race is on, we have to win it. Hold on tight, we're gonna get there. This time we're on our way.
Put the marshmallows back on.
You ate the marshmallows.
You in for a surprise.
You'll never beat a trip.
Oh, you weren't supposed to hear that.
Oh, God, what is that? I got a million eyes and you got every one of them burning.
Well, tomorrow's a big day, kid.
Do you think I'm ready?
Absolutely. Listen, you can run. There's no doubt about that. But remember, your legs are going to be burning up like fire when you're turning for home. And that's when you find out what you're really made of. You know what I used to tell all my racers? Don't look back. Leave it all on the track.
What does that mean?
Kid, when the time is right, you'll know.
Hello.
Where you think you're going? You have a big day tomorrow. You can't go.
I need to make things right with Sandy.
All right. I understand. But listen, a little advice from an old goat. Relationships are like racing. When you do it for love, you've already won.
Go on, go on.
Hey, Sandy.
What? I was hoping you'd come by.
I'm sorry that I...
You go first.
the things I said the other day, I just want to say I was wrong.
Well, yeah. You just, you got me so mad because you weren't seeing it.
Seeing what?
How lucky you are.
Me? Lucky?
Yes.
The grass is way greener on your side of the fence. Look at those fancy training facilities. You've got everything a racehorse could ever dream of.
Yeah, everything except real friends. Friends like you have. And a friend like I bet you are.
Listen, Sandy. I know I don't look like a racehorse, but...
Stop! Stop. You know, I care more about what's on the inside, and you have more on the inside than any of the horses over there. And, well, I also happen to think that what you have on the outside is the cutest thing on four hooves. And just so you know, I'm already on your side.
Well, well, well. What have we here? Beauty and the Beast.
Oh, no. Sir Trent.
I'm afraid there's been a change of plan, Zebra. You're about to get scratched from tomorrow's race car.
Oh, no. There's so many.
It's okay. Let's stay calm.
Pretty picture, huh, boys?
Don't do this, Sir Trenton. Please.
Take her away.
All right, boss. Let's go.
Sandy!
Stripes, I'm not going anywhere without you.
It's all right, Sandy. Just go.
You're out of here. Trust me, you don't want to see this.
You better not hurt her.
Oh, don't fret about her. As long as you don't race tomorrow, I wouldn't dream of harming her. You, on the other hand, need to be taught a lesson. Show him.
Just great. The race is in 4 hours.
Well, he went out last night. He said he was going to go find Sandy.
And you, Miss Softy, you just let him go, didn't you? Goose, time to earn your keep.
I'm on it.
Where are you, kid? Where are you? Like the work of a pro. Hey, kid. Kid, come on, wake up. How many wings am I holding up?
Is he okay?
Goose, go get him some water.
Oh, I knew I should have stayed with him last night.
Sandy, Sir Trent's gonna hurt her if I race.
Those dirty rats. I say we get busy and show those bums what for. Pow!
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. No, you're right. You are right. Let us go and kick some horse plank. Come on, y'all.
Just move here with the squat team.
I got your show.
Thank you. Now listen, to rescue Sandy, we all have to work together.
Just when I think I'm out, they pull me back in!
Here's the plan! And I don't know why I didn't think of this earlier. I could build a giant wooden chicken and hide inside. Then, under cover of night, I'll jump out and I'll... All right, I could just stay home.
Knock it off, Reggie. Now listen up. Here's what we're going to do.
Listen, boy. I won this race. My daddy won it. His daddy won it. All the way back to General Trenton, who won the first Kentucky Open 100 years ago. Do you get my point?
I'll do my best, Dad.
Yeah, well, good.
You won't get away with this, Sir Trenton.
Hush now, little girl. You're interfering with my Mozart. I wonder if he was a thoroughbred.
There's Sandy.
Yeah, and there's Sir Trenton, all 1,500 pounds of him. We'll never get her out of there.
Yes, we will. We just need a diversion.
I got your diversion right here. Out of my way.
Go stick with the plan.
Hey, moron! Up here!
Huh?
Never side against the family! Uh-oh!
Will you remind me again why we brought him?
Hey! Who killed the light?
How did you get in here? Say your prayers, Pelican. Your lights are about to go out for
good.
Can
I get a little help?
Oh, great. There goes Plan A.
Say hello!
Plan B.
Horse's booty at 12 o'clock. Follow me, Buzz. You're my wingman.
No way. You follow me. You are my wingman. I am not your wingman.
You're my pull, my wingman.
Whoa, dude. A little trim wouldn't kill ya.
What is that hideous racket?
Get back here, you chicken. Come on, I'll fight you with one wing behind my back.
Nobody is allowed in my stables. I'll shut you up for good.
Stir us. Always get us in trouble.
Hey, chicken. Walk this way. Come on, Buzz. Break it
what
down.
What in the business ain't my speed here, Skull?
Oh, come on. You can do it. You're super fly, son.
All right, partner. Step back and watch me work. I should hold me, Phil.
Walk this way.
Hear something now.
Dog this way.
Say it like you mean it.
Walk this way.
What?
Come on, Sandy.
Tucker, you old rail rat, I might have known you'd be
let's go,
now.
Quick!
You and your animal freak show have gotten in my way for the last time. Those legs won't carry you far,
hey,
Tucker.
Wait for us!
Where are they? Oh, come on.
James, over here!
Sandy! Look out, he's coming! You get too old for this.
Listen, you was born too old for this. Let's go.
You won't get away with this.
Leave us alone, Sir Trenton.
You and your foolish friends have accomplished nothing. The affections of a filly do not make you a racehorse.
You know something, Sir Trenton? I don't want to be a racehorse. I'm a zebra. And I'm going to the big race.
You fool.
Come on, Tucker. Let's go win ourselves a horse race.
I like your attitude.
You ruts don't know what you're in for.
Well, he's nowhere south of the barn.
Not by the creek either. What are we going to do?
We're going to keep looking. We'll start at the top of the hill.
Well, let's go. We got a race to run.
Try to listen. We don't know what happened.
Well, I don't know what you're talking about. It looks okay to me.
Jan, get him cleaned up and loaded right now.
You got it, Coach.
It's the filly.
It always is.
Hey, she's from Philly.
I didn't know she was from Philly.
Oh, man, I love those Philly cheesesteaks. Or any kind of cheese, really. Or actually any kind of food from anywhere. Especially candy and poop.
What were we talking about?
I hate my life.
Guys, I'm not gonna let Tucker have all the fun. There's no way I'm missing this.
Hey, hold on! Wait for me! Yeehaw! This chicken is flying the coop!
Finally, some peace and quiet. Y'all go ahead. Bye-bye now. I'll just stay here and watch the palace.
What's this? Wolf. Hang on a sec. I think your mom would want you to have that.
Dad, I don't know what to say.
No, you were right. You know, I've been scared since Mom died. You know, too scared to train horses. Too scared to let you grow up. You forgive your old man?
Daddy, you're not old. Maybe a little gray.
All right, well, let's get a move on. Mm-hmm.
Gentlemen, would you all please stand and join in singing the national anthem?
All right, kid. When you're in the gate, don't listen to the other races. Let them do all the horsing around. You save your energy for when it counts.
Right. But, Tucker, I do kind of feel sick to my stomach.
Good. That means you're ready.
It would be if you weren't working so hard to ruin my race day with that glorified donkey of yours. You're awfully chipper for someone who's about to lose.
You want to make this more interesting? I mean...
I'm listening.
All right, I'll make you a deal. My zebra wins, I get your filly, the white jumper. And your horse wins, I'll
give you the Walsh Farm.
Nolan. Well, my filly is worth twice as much as your piece of land. I tell you what. You lose, and you come back to work for me. Lifetime contract in writing.
Deal.
It'll be real nice to have you back, Nolan.
No speeches. You all know what to do. Go get him.
Oh, there he is. Come on, Fred.
You didn't think we were going to let you have all the glory to yourself, did you?
Just like old times, friend.
The horses are approaching the starting gate.
Come on.
Roger, welcome.
Roughshot's got him boxed in.
Tell Stripes, hug the rail and make his move at the turn.
Got it. Let's fly.
Hey, bud.
What?
Did you ever notice the irony when you said let's fly?
What are you talking about?
I'm just asking, because we are flies and all, you know? You ever examine life and think about that stuff?
Would you shut up? Hey, talk to Santa, hug the rail and make your move at the turn. You're doing great, kid. You're doing great. Good enough, he should stop trying. It's okay.
This here is Superfly. We're proceeding to the target. Do you copy, Scuzz?
Hey, I told you to use my code name, Luke Scuzzwalker.
Hey, kid, listen. Coach says that if you're not good enough, you should stop trying. It's okay.
You tell Tucker I've got a message for him.
Hey, Drive said to tell you.
Don't look back! Leave it all on the track!
Yes, that trick works every time.
Come on, Stripes!
Daddy! Come on, Stripes!
circle. This is his moment, guys. Come on, he did it.
Your mom will be so proud. And so am I.
Hey, Stripey.
Yeah?
My father was wrong about you. You're a great racer.
Thanks. So are you. We left it all on the track, didn't we?
Yeah. Yeah, I guess we did. I'll see you at the fence.
Yeah. See ya.
Great job, Goose. You make a lousy gangster, but you're a stand-up pelican.
Listen, you mug. I... Hey, that's the nicest thing a very short horse ever said to me.
Well, then why don't you stick around here, Goose? You make a pretty good team.
Now, that's an offer I can't refuse. But first, there's something I gotta take care of.
I demand an inquiry! You hear me?
Channing, over here!
That beaver was all over the field!
He's horrible.
Have you had anything to do with it? I want that beaver disqualified!
Say hello to my little friend.
And I insist that you pay attention.
Excuse me.
Get back up there. You should be in the winner's circle.
We both should be. I'd be nothing without you.
Thanks, kid.
You know, the roses make you look like Elvis. Very Elvis. Very Elvis 75.
I'm so proud of you, Stripes.
Thanks, Sandy.
Dream that you were running, but the ground was like a wheel beneath your feet, and no matter how you tried, you just weren't moving, and whatever race you're running, you'd be beat, and whatever race you're running, you'd be beat. Side of the blanket, wrong side of the track. I hear the accusations when they talk behind my back. All the money's on the favorite. I don't get a second glance. Might even in the running here with an outside chance. I'm drinking the inside. charge against me in my two-horse race. If I stand up, they push me back down flat on my face. They tell me it's impossible, it's just the way I'm bred. I get these crazy notions right out of my head. All the moments I'm a favorite, I don't get a second glance. I'm not even in the running here with an outside chance. The moon's reflection in a running stream, while all the stars in heaven were standing there so still. I just keep on running, and I'm halfway up the hill.
Chances on the blue horizon, leap of faith, the shot of spirit, freedom's calling, I can hear it. Hold on tight, we're gonna get there, it's time we're on our way. It ain't over yet, you can lay your bet, now nothing's in my way, you ain't seen nothing yet. I have learned to fly, to hold my head. Born to run, born to ramble. Any price is worth the gamble. Sometimes I get the urge to wander, 'cause I'm a child of the wild blue yonder. In our hands, the sky's the limit. The race is on, we have to win it. Hold on tight, we're gonna get there. This time we're on our way. It ain't over yet, you can lay your bet. Now nothing's in my way, you ain't seen nothing yet. I have learned to fly, hold my head up high. Something I don't want you to forget, ain't over yet. How you gonna know if you got what it takes? Can't be a winner. Don't run the race. You know you get nothing if you come second place.
Now nothing's in my way. You ain't seen nothing yet. I have learned to fly. Hold my head up high. Something I don't want you to forget. It ain't over yet.